FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Tourism officials on the South Coast say they're pleased with the work being done to restore storm-hit Margate before the festive season. The region was recently awarded the highest number of blue flag beaches in the province.
We were hard hit by the landsliding. We were hard hit by the disaster that happened previously. However, there is work that is currently in progress.
Areas in and around the beachfront town, considered the jewel of the South Coast, were battered by floodwaters earlier this year. Five people were killed. Persistent water issues, a rise in crime and deteriorating roads have also contributed to a decline in holidaymakers in recent years. Vusumosi Sibiyas with the South Coast Tourism and Investment Enterprise. He says it's been all hands on deck to get the area ready for tourists.
We have a very multidisciplinary teams that works together, the law enforcement agencies that are working together with the government agencies to ensure that we deal with crime-related issues in our area. And I do give confidence to our tourists that South Coast area is safe, South Coast is clean.
Shack dwellers in Isipingo say they hope officials who've pledged to build them new homes keep their promise. A 200 million rand project was launched yesterday to build houses in the Pilgrim X informal settlement south of Durban. From January, developers will begin work on more than 400 properties. Mdobisi Gasa has been a member of the Ward 90 community for almost 20 years. He feels they've been neglected.
We have a non-existent sewage system. Our homes are not in a livable condition, and crime is a major issue. People get mugged, shot or killed. There's many things not going well here.
Human Settlements Minister Mamoloko Kubai has explained how the project will benefit the community.
We've purchased the land. It's part of the program of informal settlement upgrading. We call it in situ upgrading. And then what we'll do as well, we'll put bulk infrastructure, water, sanitation, electricity and roads. And then another issue where it will support is the upgrading of the wastewater treatment plant.
Officials say the Pilgrim X project will take 3 years to complete and will include an early childhood development centre. Now, news just in, Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi has conceded defeat in general elections after his ruling party suffered a huge loss at the polls. Masisi has held a press conference to congratulate the opposition on its victory, telling reporters it's been a good journey. His party, the BDP, had ruled the diamond-rich country since its independence from Britain in 1966. Under Botswana's electoral system, the first party to take 31 seats in the national legislature will be declared the winner and install its candidate as president. The left-leaning opposition Umbrella for Democratic Change has secured more than 24 seats so far. It's put forward Harvard-educated human rights lawyer Duma Boko as its candidate to be the next president. A recap of our lead story. Tourism officials on the South Coast say they're pleased with the work being done to restore storm-hit Margate before the festive season. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.